Electromatic radio. Electromatic radio.
Jeez, so much junk. Yeah, what do you want?
It's me, Gray. What's going on? You didn't ask the question.
The question?
Yeah, you know. Are we on the air?
Oh, is it that time again?
Yeah, it... What are you doing? Cleaning out your desk?
Pretty much.
Oh, I see. Doing your spring cleaning early, huh?
No.
Then what... Oh my God, you haven't been fired, have you?
Kid!
Mr. Osborne can't do that to you! Look, just give me 6 minutes with the old man and I'll have you back on the payroll. With a raise!
Kid, get back here!
What?
You don't have to talk to Osborne. I haven't been fired.
But if you haven't been fired, then...
Yeah, I quit.
You what?
Quit. Q-U-I-T. Quit.
Quit? Gray, that's crazy! Why?
What do you mean, why? Listen, I can deal with the clones, the talking rats, the ghosts, all the weirdness, but I can't get used to not knowing what the hell I'm doing day in and day out. It's been over a year, and I still don't understand this goddamn console.
Nerve gas! Cover your face! Get out of the room! Go, go, go! Oh, it's close. You triggered the console's self-defense protocol. We'll have to wait for a while before it's safe enough to go back in.
You see? You see what I mean? I don't know how anything works, and it's gonna get me killed.
Come on, Gray. It's not that bad.
Not that bad? It's worse. Look at this. You see all these bandages on my fingers? I still can't figure out which buttons on my console have hidden needles in them.
Well, of course not. It's random.
Why? Why the needles?
Well, don't ask me. I didn't design it.
That's what I'm talking about, kid. I can't do this anymore. Not that I ever could in the first place. Coming in here day after day, not knowing what or why or how, it's wearing a hole in my brain. Listen, I got a job lead back in Hillside. KVOX is looking for a surly, short-tempered lout to abuse callers on some kind of political talk show.
Left wing or right wing?
Who cares as long as it pays? Shut up, you Birkenstock-wearing, warmongering, veteran-hating, fascist, traitor, Nazi commie. See? Piece of cake. Hey, is the gas clear yet? I gotta get my stuff.
If there's anything you still want in there, you're gonna have to boil it in milk for about an hour or so before you...
Look, just send the stuff up to me later, okay?
You mean to your apartment?
No, I'm gonna have to call you or email you or something once I figure out where I'm gonna end up.
You're moving out of town already?
Kid, nothing against Drakesville, but, this town blows. You got one freaking bar, it closes at 8 p.m., and your only professional sports team is a group of 60-year-old Monopoly champs.
Woohoo! Ocelots, do or die!
Right, I'm out of here. See you around, kid.
You can't be serious. You're gonna walk out just like that?
Well, I could run, but it lacks dignity.
Come on, Gray. You can't quit. Think of all the happy times you've had here at Electromatic Radio. Evie, cue the Misty Memories montage, would you?
We on the air? Hey kid, we on the air? Matt? Hey kid, we on the air? Hello, we on the air? Hey, kid, we on the air? Alright, are we on the air? We on the air? We on the air? We on the air? Are we on the air? Kid, we on the air? Hey 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 kid, we on the air?
Here! Here's your precious medical waste! And here's another one! And here's another! Tell your pals Gray Grimwald says hi!
Run, Gray! Run!
Chief!
Run!
Oh my God, the ceiling!
Here I go!
Woo-hoo! Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God! No, no, not my brain! What'll I use to work crossword puzzles with?
something oozing from under that door.
Oh my God! It's the mutant cranberry sauce.
If we make it out of this alive, remind me to kill you.
What? It's so beautiful.
You know what, kid? Hearing that, I am having second thoughts.
Really?
Yeah. I think I'll run after all.
Gray, you can't do this. Think of the listeners.
I'll send all seven of them a letter of apology and a fruit basket. Look, Matt, given that I've worked here for over a year without learning how to properly run my console, it should be a breeze for you to hire a replacement. Look, I gotta go. I'll drop you a line, okay?
Well, fine. You just go then. See if I care. I will hire a replacement, and then you'll be sorry you left, cause your replacement will be totally awesome! Your replacement will... I'm screwed.
Sit beside the breakfast table, think about your troubles. Pour yourself a cup of tea, then think about the bubbles. You can take your teardrops and drop them in a teacup. Take them down to the riverside and throw them over the side to be swept up by a current. Then taken to the ocean to be eaten by some fishes who were eaten by some fishes and swallowed by a whale who grew so old he decomposed you. Do, do. He died to the bottom of the ocean. Now everybody knows that when a body decomposes, the basic elements are given back to the ocean, and the sea does what it ought to. As soon as salty water,
not too good for drinking,
cause it tastes just like a teardrop. Which is just about to bubble.
En fantasmas de colores, 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 a pintarte las ojeras y pedirte que no llores. Tienen ilusiones compartidas, partidas, partidas, pesadillas adheridas, heridas, heridas, cañerías de palabras confundidas, fundidas, fundidas a su triste paso lento por las calles y avenidas. Laureles, 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 solo pasan a papeles, 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 experiencias totalmente personales, zonales, zonales, elementos muy parciales que juntados no son tales. Hablan de la aurora hasta cansarse, 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 sin tener miedo a plagiarse, plagiarse, plagiarse. Nada de eso importa ya mientras escriban, escriban, escriban su manía, su locura, su neurosis obsesiva. Andan por las calles los poetas, 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 como si fueran cometas, 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 en un denso cielo de metal fundido, 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 impenetrable, desastroso, lamentable y aburrido. En Montevideo hay viromes, 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 desangradas en renglones, renglones, renglones de palabras retorciéndose, confusas, 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 en delgadas servilletas como alcohólicas reclusas. Andan por las calles escribiendo y viendo y viendo lo que ven, lo van diciendo, diciendo, diciendo ellos poetas, a la vez que se pasean, 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 van contando lo que ven y lo que no, lo fantasean. Miran para el cielo los poetas, 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 como si fueran saetas, saetas, saetas arrojadas al espacio que un rodeo, rodeo, rodeo hiciera regresar para clavarlas en Montevideo.
Quiet. All right, thank you. Let's get this started, shall we? First, let me thank all of you for coming out on such short notice. I've gone through your resumes, and I can see that a number of you, particularly Gerald Blamire, Stephen Taylor, Gene Warren, and Tony Seville, have extensive experience in broadcasting. So I'm going to have to ask you to leave. Okay, first I want to see Barry Sawicki. Barry Sawicki.
Barry,
hi. Matt Appleyard. Step in here, please.
Right.
Take a seat over there in front of the console, Barry.
Right.
Now tell me, Barry, why do you want to work for Electromatic Radio?
Right. Well, to be honest, I was hoping that picking up some additional work here might help me pay off some of my huge gambling debts.
Really? Really? That's terrific, Barry. Are you perchance an alcoholic?
Why, yes. Yes, I am. In fact, I'm drunk right now.
Drunk at interview. Excellent, excellent, wonderful. Out of curiosity, what is your impression of me?
Well, I don't really know you.
Just a gut-level reaction is all I'm looking for.
Oh, okay. Well, to be honest, you annoy me.
Annoyed.
Yeah, in fact, I have an urge to smash your face in.
Smash face in. Fantastic. Very good. All right, Barry. Now take a look at the console. It's not too complicated, is it? Just your typical Theratron Quadra Indexing Interphasic Control Unit.
Oh, is this the Type 30 model with the integrated chronomatic capacitors?
What?
Yep, it is a Type 30. I can tell by the additional slot for the fission emulator.
You mean you know how to operate a Theratron Quadra in...
Oh, yeah, child's play. I used a newer model back at KRHU, the campus station at Hillside University.
Okay, thanks for your time, Barry. I'll be sure to give you a call if we can use you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Fred Hazleton.
Hi there.
Come on in, Fred. Go ahead and take a seat over there by the console.
Hey, Hey, is this one of those Type 30 Theratron Quadra Indexing Interphasic Control Units with the extra slot for the fission emulator?
Thank you. I'll give you a call if anything comes up.
But
Cornelius Crandall.
Well, hi.
Hi, Cornelius. I'm Matt Appleyard. Step in here, would you?
Well, sure thing.
Take a seat over by the console, please. All right, now take a good close look at it. You wouldn't happen to already be familiar with this kind of machinery, would you?
Well, it looks mighty complicated. I ain't never seen nothing like that in all my born days.
Complicated. All right, terrific. Now, Cornelius, hold still, and on the count of three, turn around and face me, okay?
Okay.
Good. All right, one, two, three.
Yow!
There, you've just received a custard pie in the face. Now, how does that make you feel?
Well, that's pretty funny, Mr. Appleyard. A pie in my face. Wow.
Oh, for...
Well, it tastes good, too.
Pie test negative.
Well, do it again.
Next.
Gorge.
Eddie Monroe.
What do you want?
I'd like to interview you. You know, for the job.
Oh, yeah? Well, it's about bloody time.
Come on in.
Oh, may I, you bleeding inus. Get out of my way.
All right, go ahead and take a seat over by the console.
You call that a seat?
Yeah, I do.
You would? And what the bloody hell is this bloody thing anyway?
You mean you don't recognize that kind of console, then?
No, I recognize it perfectly. That's why I bleeding asked you what it bloody well was, you great bleeding pillock!
Wonderful, and I take it that you don't like me very much either.
No, I think you're my bleeding best friend in the whole bloody world! Of course I hate your stinking bloody guts, you miserable bloody wanker!
Great, that's great! All right, now let me hear you say, are we on the air?
What?! You want me to say, are we on the bloody air? Are we on the bloody stinking air?
No, just, are we on the air?
Are we on the bloody air? I'll bleeding kill you, you bloody wanker!
Well, that's a little elaborate. I really just...
Are we on the bloody air?
Ow!
Bash your bleeding skull in! Are we on the bloody air?
Well, I think we may have a winner here.
Bleedy, bleedy, bloody, bleedy, bleedy, blood. Bloody, bleedy, bleedy, bloody, bloody, bleed, blood.
Glasses, hours of love. Gloving all my feelings. Jumping on the knees of grandfather's tears. Tower of wine. Sick, my heart is floating, trying to understand the meaning of this.
Higher than my tower. And you need someone who really cares. When the love that you lost is found and you will want me around, I'll meet you at the end of the rainbow. As you walk through this world, I'll be there.
I'll be
with you wherever you may go.
Are we on the air?
No, faster. You have to slur it some.
Are we on the air?
No, you have to slur it. Are we on the air?
Are we on the air?
No. Are we on the air?
Are we on the air?
Hey, kid. Are we on the air? Slur it.
Are we on the air?
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 Oh, forget it. All right, look. I'll give you a call if we can use you, okay? All right.
It was
nice
meeting you.
Next. Hello? Anyone? Oh, great. Not one. Out of a room of 35, not one properly unqualified replacement for Gray. Looks like it's just you and me again, Evie. Pretty much, and it looks like you'll be hosting from now on. Pay you? You're a computer. What the heck do you need money for? How much? On internet poker? Boy, Gray has been a bad influence on you, hasn't he? Auditions are over. Let me sulk in peace, please. I said auditions are over. Thank you. Are you deaf? I said...
Are we on the air?
Gray!
Yep.
You're back!
More or less.
How? Why? What happened? I thought you were going to work at KVOX.
Yeah, it's kind of a funny story. It turns out that electromagnetic radio doesn't count as valid work experience.
What, really?
Yeah, actually working at electromagnetic radio has also canceled out most of my previous work experience.
Wow, so that's why you didn't get hired, huh?
Well, I also punched the guy who interviewed me in the face. That couldn't help much.
Well, why'd you punch him?
Because I was drunk?
Oh, well, naturally. Gray, I know you're disappointed, but if it makes you feel any better, you'll always have a home at Electromagnetic Radio.
Kid, this place is my home like the La Brea Tar Pits is home to a mastodon carcass.
That's no way to look at it, Gray. You just have to realize how lucky you are.
Lucky?
Yeah, lucky. Where else would a man with so few qualifications and so many personal deficiencies find this kind of job security?
Look, Matt, however you want to slice it, I still don't know what I'm doing here!
Gray, you're completely overthinking this thing. Listen.
What's going on? What's that music? Oh, no, you're not gonna sing, are you?
No need to worry about doing your best. Just press the buttons, computers will do the rest. Your job could be handled by a blind baboon or some kind of cybernetic prune.
Oh, kid!
Just kick back and have yourself some fun. You'll have time enough for panic when you're done. Just relax and enjoy the view. Electromatic Radio is the best place for you.
Oh, I get it.
It doesn't matter if I'm not on the air. I have my schnapps and an ice chest of Everclear. So what if I don't know what I'm doing here? Just so long as I can buy more beer.
Yeah, that's it.
It's not how I do my job that counts. All that matters is the paycheck at the end. And as long as that doesn't bounce, Electromatic Radio is the best place for me.
That's the spirit. Hey, talking rats, Phyllis the Witch, come on, join us.
Let's do it.
There is no better place that we could call home.
A key to the bathroom.
A locker to call your own.
All the ramen you can eat.
Add dried mushrooms for a special treat.
Consoles like fireworks displays. Our reactor glows a lovely shade of green.
Who needs weekends or holidays?
Electromatic Radio is the perfect place for me.
Electromatic Radio is an Aaron Nethery production.
Please visit www.electromaticradio.com for playlists.
Or write to electromaticradio@gmail.com.
Thank you for listening.